When I developed the sections model, it was primarily aimed at the post-secondary education sector. Then it was found to work quite well with the schools or K-12 sector as well. But I didn't have in mind the corporate training sector when I designed this. So the question has come up as to how appropriate it is for the corporate training sector. Well, basically, the sections model is what I call a heuristic device. It's a means to make you think about the key criteria that you need when making a decision. In this case, the decision about which media to use. And the same thinking would apply to the corporate sector, but the criteria or the importance of the criteria might change in that sector. Now, I'm not an expert in this area, so in a sense, I'm not the best person to suggest the criteria. But in order to give you an idea of my thinking on this, let's think of possibly the word clients instead of sections, where C stands for the needs and the requirements of the client. They often have to come first in corporate training. And that might include things like, well, what is their focus? Is it on compliance of the trainer or empowerment of the trainer, for instance? So what are the needs of the clients here? And what's their philosophy about training? L would still stand for the learners. What kind of access to technology do the learners have? What kind of level of digital literacy do they have in terms of the media you can use? I would still stand for interaction and learner engagement, similarly E, ease of use. But I replaced the C for costs with N for numbers. In particular, the cost of using a particular technology, but perhaps even more important, the measurable benefits. In other words, although the cost for a particular technology might be high, if the measurable benefits are even higher. So for instance, I'm thinking of things like maybe doing virtual reality, where it will be very expensive to do it, but the alternative of putting people in dangerous situations to train them, or maybe using very expensive equipment like an aeroplane, though the costs may be high, the benefits are even higher. T would stand for training. What are the training objectives? Similar to the teaching objectives in the sections model. How does technology support the desired learning outcomes from the training? S would stand for security and privacy, and also in terms of corporate training, probably confidentiality as well. How secure is this in terms of keeping corporate secrets and so on? So it might be a good exercise for anyone in the corporate training sector to make up their own acronym. What are the key criteria that you think should be applied to corporate training when choosing media? Can you come up with a better or different acronym? And if you come up with one, by all means, send it to me and we'll have a discussion about it. But I think the important thing here is to be clear about what kind of context you're going to be working in and what are likely to be the most important criteria for making that decision. And you could perhaps start with the sections model, but then adapt it to meet the needs of corporate training.